First of all, I must make it clear that, like we have said repeatedly, every part of Nigeria is intact, and we don't accept any reference or claim to the fact that anyone holds control of any part thereof illegally. Yes, there are areas where the activities of terrorists are prevalent, and we are moving on such areas to clear them off such places. The operation is progressing as expected. We are enjoying the collaboration and understanding as well as support of our neighboring countries and military organizations within the multinational joint task force.
There's been questions raised that your military did not make progress until Chad came.
First of all, I must clarify this impression. It is not true that until Chad came, we're not making progress. What we needed was for our neighbors to move on them from their territories so that the places they used to operate as their safe haven could be untenable for them. And we had the cooperation of our neighbors in this respect. And that is why we are making the present progress. It is not for any wrong impression that there was no sufficient move from Nigeria. There was, but it was in totally aborted by the fact that they had safe haven in neighboring places. Now that our neighbors have collaborated with us effectively, all those safe havens have become untenable and they have no place to run to.
General, does your military have any information? We understand there was a bomb blast in an area, I think the city of Gombe, where the president, Goodluck Jonathan, was supposed to come to speak. What can you tell us?
Well, we're here to understand what actually happened there. For the fact that what you are saying is contrary to what we are hearing from the police in that area, I would depend more on whatever the police says actually happened. There's a lot of misinformation going around now. There's a lot of anxiety that makes people present any situation as more terrible than it actually is. Until we hear the clear description of what happened from the police, we'd rather say let's wait and see.
So let me ask you point-blank questions. General, do you think your military and the joint task force will be able to control Boko Haram so that the coming elections can be saved?
We remain very, very optimistic, especially in view of the progress we have made within the past few days. We believe that our mission of ensuring that the entire environment is secure for appropriate socioeconomic and political activities will be attained. And if the election benefits from that arrangement, why not?